This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. An upcoming drum dance theatre performance by Seoul's Impact Percussion called Wu Wu Ming will be using a combination of drum, dance and theatre to bring to life the Heart Sutra, which is one of the scriptures of Buddhism. Joining me today are the show's music and artistic director Cross Chin and choreographer Joyce Chan. How are you both today?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, very good.
So tell me what the title Wu Wu Ming means.
Actually, moving is a heart level that is like you don't have any desire, you don't have any things you need. So it's a level that human can't reach. Yeah.
And the performance itself is structured around this idea, which is from the Heart Sutra?
Yep, from a part of the Heart Sutra, not the whole Heart Sutra. Because of my own life, I have been. So after 35 years, I have some thought. So I start to study the Heart Sutra, and one of the parts, the words of Wu Ming, it make me think a lot of things. So I think it's a good idea to expand it to a whole piece.
So it's a drum dance theater performance, right?
Yes, drum dance theater. So it's quite simple and straightforward. But we are trying to combine all these things to in one
big production,
one piece. Yeah.
So there'll be an actual storyline?
Yeah. Actually, we have three storylines.
Yes.
It's based on a human. Human, there is two parts. One is city. It's like we all. And one of the character is like monk. Yeah, they will live in a mountain. They will do their
meditation
things. And then one is a demon.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, actually, this is Wu Ming. Wu Ming is a level that you don't have desire, and Wu Ming actually is desire. So I try to human form the desire things.
Maybe for those of us who are not quite familiar with what the Heart Sutra actually is, could you explain a little bit about its significance?
Actually, just now you have talked about it's Buddhist, some religion thing. But actually, I study it as like an article. Actually, it's quite not hard. The whole Heart Sutra is like telling you to be a nice guy, don't be greedy, don't be... So, desire to need something.
And Joyce, what is it like to choreograph movements for a concept like this, which is in many ways quite high concept, right? And abstract almost.
Because I myself have been I've been a strong Buddhist since young. So, when Cross came to me with this production, I was like, oh, great. Nice opportunity to actually delve more into this Heart Sutra thing. Yeah, so choreographing for it, more of like Cross came up with the concept first and he like rearranged almost most of what he wants. Then I'll restructure the dance.
And what kind of dance vocabulary, what kind of movements will we be seeing?
There's no specific category. Yeah, we mix around contempt, maybe some ballet-ish movement, some... Because I myself have been trained in many different genres, so I naturally mix all the genres together when I choreograph a dance or movement.
And it's also movement that needs to tell a story, right?
Yes, yes.
So how closely did you guys work? Were you there from the scripting process itself?
Not really, but he did share with me what was the story and everything. So I have an understanding of it, and then we come to a mutual understanding where we want to go in this direction.
How large a cast will be performing on that day?
We have 25 performers, include dancers and musicians.
And tell me a little bit about the challenges of having drummers and dancers and then having to tell a story while doing that as well.
Actually, for my experience, because I have drumming for like 23 years or maybe more. Last time we used the drummer to learn dance, to learn physical, to get a well body to perform. This time is like I trying to switch. I find a dancer, a bunch of dancers. Then I try to teach them rhythm and drumming. It's like
emerging thing.
And wouldn't that take some time though? Because drumming is something that needs quite a lot of training.
Yeah. It take quite a lot of time.
Quite a lot of time, yes.
Because this production, we start like 2 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's long time training and concepting, and try to guide all my boys and girls to this so, deep.
And is it primarily Chinese style drumming, or are there also other percussion forms?
We have quite a lot of different drums. Like I use Western drum as well, snare drum, tom, and then quite special instrument we call tang drum. The drum itself have a tune.
And does the choreography also have to include the drums in it?
To choreograph with drums, well, this is live music we are talking about. So it's a bit different from the way I usually choreograph, where I just pick a song and then I count the beats and everything, then I choreograph a whole choreography to it. But since because it's live music, we as dancers or choreographers, we have to react to the musician at the scene. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it makes it a bit different and it makes it more real also. So the dancers can feel even more.
Yeah. It's good, past few weeks ago, we tried to do some music and dance together.
Yeah, so we combine our practice together.
It's like, this part is... Yeah. I don't think it's this feel. We can directly change.
Yeah, we change it.
Yeah.
What are your dancers' reactions when they came together for the first time with the, with the drummers and the dancers and everyone together?
I think they did well to it. Initially, they were like, all over the place because suddenly there's music and percussion and everything. But after a while, they warmed up to it and they started to go with the percussion as well. Yeah.
So this is Soul Impact's third performance?
Basically, it's third because we have three production already.
So how have the performances evolved over the years and how do you see the troupe change and adapt?
Our first production is like a room. It's talking about a man in a room. It's quite simple, and we do it in a small theatre, very small theatre. It's like a shop lot. So that one is like we trying out what can we do. After that, I think after 1 year or 2 years, we do the second one is like Carpe Diem. That one is like we scared we don't have any chances to do concert anymore. It's like, okay, just do it. So that concert, it actually is quite a lot of different kind of element. We do projection mapping, we do dance, we do music, we do singing. So it's like, wow.
It's a combination of so many things. Yeah.
Then after that, because of I meet the Heart Sutra, so I started to think, actually Soul Impact cannot like just try out all the years, like try out. So after that, we pick the Heart Sutra and then we pick this Wu Ming. And start to study it deep, see what is it. We spent 2 years and study and choreograph and compose. So I think this is the big difference of our groups.
And I understand that Wu Wu Ming has also a lot of visual elements.
Yeah. Actually, our group is quite strong in projection mapping because we quite do a lot of commercial things.
Yes.
But this time, Wu Ming, I think it's a piece like more to the heart. So I try to make the mapping things
as organic as possible. Mm.
So it's not like overtaking the whole show. Yeah. Mm.
And what about the music? What kind of music are you using for the production?
This is the fun part. Actually, I found Hao Zi, one of our musicians, is a very good string musician. He plays zhongran. Mm-hmm. It's a Chinese
instrument,
like guitar. Mm-hmm. So actually, I asked him to write a song for me. So the working is like, I also give him a concept like Joyce, what I want, the feel. So actually, he did a really good job of that song.
So it's going to be a combination of strings that comes together with the drumming?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
And what about the music style itself, the drumming style? Is it influenced by any particular genre or any particular cultures?
The first piece, the zhongran, actually I pick it like more to the xijiang, dunhuang, the style of that kind. Based on the music, actually, the zhongran, the part we pick, the style is like Middle East. Some of that part, yeah, the music of that part.
Do you think that this concept of the Heart Sutra, especially in modern days when people tend to not be so concerned with this kind of spiritual elements,
yeah.
In what way do you think it'll capture the audience?
If the people know me, because I do quite a lot of compose and concert things. So I'm quite a director that make things interesting and then make things simple. So I know Heart Sutra is a quite like, wow, Heart Sutra things. So actually, after I fielded it, I try to make it like very simple. It's like maybe a 12-year-old kid come in. Maybe he can understand it, I think.
And what about the choreography?
For us, when we choreograph, we always have a deeper meaning for it for ourselves. But then we try to not to make it that obvious, so people can come in and see like, eh? And they may interpret it in another way, yeah.
Actually, this concert, the most interesting thing is I have three storyline and I mix it together at the same time. It's happened at the same time.
Oh, so it's
not like, yes. Oh, okay, I tell you a story A, then I tell you a story B. No, actually they mix together.
So they're all happening at the same time.
Yes, yes. And sometimes they share the storyline. So the interesting thing is like all different of audience, maybe they will see different of things.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't mind they see the different sort story of mine. I hope they see that. It's good.
And what has it been like for you to, after working on this for 2 years, and it's a story that sounds quite personal to you as well, to now watch it be coming to life on stage?
Actually, it's not personal. First of all, I think it's personal. It's like, oh, it's some of my feeling, it's some of my, I've been through. But after that, actually, quite a lot of people we share the same story.
Yeah.
That's why I use three storyline to mix it. I trying to make that feels to the audience.
It's basically life experiences that most people will go through.
Yeah.
So those who have went through the life experience, they will like look at it and then maybe connect somehow. Yeah.
So why should we come and watch Wuwoming?
I think it's because the storyline, and actually put a lot of effort, and we spend a lot of money to the set, to the whole things. It's like quite few company or drum team or theater that will spend like few years to do a production.
Yes, yes.
And we did it. We spent 2 years to do one production. Actually, the whole Wuming at the end is a question. Our synopsis is writing like self-consciousness.
Yeah.
So actually, it's like sometimes we did a lot of things, maybe some guilty thing, but we try to ignore it. Try to not facing our problem or our desire.
We'd rather run away.
We'd rather run away. I hope this Wuming will make our audience to think and face their problem. You know, sometimes it's not those very serious problems. Sometimes it's like connection, people to people.
Well, basically, I think what the audience will bring away is what they came in with to watch the show. So let's just say maybe they went through something bad and they came and see the show. Then maybe they relate to it in their own way. Then they came out and think, maybe I should do something, not some So our show, basically, I don't know what kind of effect it will have to everyone, because everyone has different life experiences. So whatever you're going through now, when you see something, you react to it differently. So I would say that everybody will react differently to the show. But definitely the show is interesting. So yes, come watch.
Well, thank you for coming to talk to me today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
I've been speaking to Cross Chin and Joyce Chan from Seoul's Impact Percussion. Cross is the music and artistic director and Joyce the choreographer of an upcoming drum dance theatre production called Wu Wu Ming. It'll be showing from the 14th to the 17th of June at the Kuala Lumpur Performing Arts Centre, and tickets are priced at 68 ringgit, 88 ringgit and 128 ringgit. You can purchase tickets at ticketpro.com.my or by calling 03-4047-9000. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on our BFM app, which is available on the App Store or Google Play. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.